There's one plastic surgery procedure that has more deaths than any other. It's a butt lift surgery that's become increasingly popular in recent years. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons is so concerned about the rising deaths from botched procedures, the group put out a rare and urgent warning. WFAE's Alex Olgan has more.
Women have gone to great lengths and distances to get butt augmentation procedures, some traveling overseas, some even getting the surgery without anesthetic in homes or hotel rooms in the U.S. The consequences can be life-threatening. Charlotte plastic surgeon Theodore Niami has seen some of those patients after they had complications. One patient came to him because she had fluid pooling in her back after getting the butt lift done overseas. Niami used a needle to drain the fluid.
And unfortunately, because she did this overseas, she had nobody to care for her when she got back to the U.S. And so I assumed her care and took care of her until she eventually healed everything.
Niami has done this butt augmentation procedure for 4 years. The surgery can take as long as 6 hours and involves moving fat from one area of the patient's body and injecting it into another with a hollow, needle-like tool called a cannula. Niami says this year he's seen more patients after they got botched butt lift surgeries.
Now these patients are coming in. They have no operative notes, so you don't know what was performed. So it's hard to tell. It's hard to help them if you don't know what was done. They feel let down because they put their trust in somebody who took their money, delivered at times substandard care.
The problem, Niami and the American Society of Plastic Surgeons believe, is that doctors are injecting fat too deep in the butt. He points to a drawing that shows the anatomy of the area. The sweet spot, he says, is to put the fat into the fat layer, which is above the muscle.
One of the issues that's happened over time is based on an inadequate understanding of the anatomy. People that are not used to doing this procedure are placing some of the fat too deep. Some of that fat may then get picked up by the deeper veins.
If that happens, it can cause a fat embolism, which is when a mass of fat gets in a vein and travels to other vital organs like the lungs, and it can be deadly. That's what happened to Simone Jones of Fayetteville. She died in 2017 after getting illegal silicone injections from Cavancia Cornelius in Salisbury. Cornelius pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter and is now serving prison time for Jones's death. The mortality rate for butt augmentation is more than any other plastic surgery, 1 in 3,000, according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. More than 20,000 people had the surgery in the U.S. last year, making it twice as popular as it was 5 years ago.
We really have a sense of urgency here, and we're looking to get this in action as soon as we can.
That's Dr. Peter Rubin, the head of the plastic surgery department at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. He's also part of a group that's studying the problems in the butt augmentation surgery, the Gluteal Fat Grafting Task Force.
We believe that this is a technical issue that is causing these catastrophic outcomes, and that surgeons are getting their instruments into an anatomic danger zone that is causing injury to major veins and then fatal embolism of the fat graft material to the heart and lung.
Rubin and his colleagues are practicing the procedure on cadavers in Miami to come up with specific guidelines to tell surgeons how to do the surgery safely. Rubin says the group plans to publish results this fall. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.